بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Mr. President, Honorable Minister, Excellencies, Ladies and Gentlemen. Firstly, Malaysia would like to congratulate the Honorable Dr. Shigeru Omi on his appointment as the President of the 66th World Health Assembly. Malaysia aligns itself with the ASEAN statement read by the Honorable Minister of Health of Thailand. Malaysia takes notes of the global consultations for the post-2015 United Nations Development Agenda and the positioning of health in this agenda. We fully support the global commitment that development should continue post-2015, building upon the success of the Millennium Development Goals in raising the profile of global health. We concur that the overarching development goal and health goals be broad enough and universally relevant so as to be able to capture cross-cutting health and non-health issues with their linkages to the multidimensional aspect of development. The Malaysian government puts this into practice most recently in our National Blue Ocean Strategy Initiative, which brings together various ministries and related agencies to address broad issues where the efforts of many will synergically bring about great gains. In our whole of government approach, social determinants of health are addressed effectively, and consequently, health is a beneficiary of this strategic approach. Taking heed of the lessons of the MDGs, the subset of health specific goals must reflect the current global health challenges and accelerate the progress of the unfinished business of MDGs. It is imperative that the specific health goals in the post-2015 agenda not only focus on absolute levels of achievements, but also on aspects of quality and equity. Equity indicators, for example, the social class disparity, often are only obtained from expensive national census or large community surveys carried out at long intervals. We welcome assistance from WHO to develop the capacity of member states in more frequent and simpler measurements of such indicators. Although progress has been made by Malaysia towards the MDG targets by 2015, Malaysia is focusing on sub-national inequities in health to accelerate this progress beyond 2015. The health sector has identified the need to invest more in enhancing quality of care delivered, including improving public-private collaboration, investing in multi-skilled, multidisciplinary team of healthcare providers, and ensuring access to continuous and seamless care. For women's and children's health, improving surveillance, including the quality of death certification, improving pre-pregnancy care, including family planning services, and reducing perinatal and neonatal deaths are now priorities. Mr. President, we currently have many platforms which look at cross-cutting health issues, each with its own focus area and set of global targets. For example, the United Nations General Assembly's political declaration on the prevention and control of non-communicable diseases commits governments to the whole of government and whole of society approaches in facing the NCD challenges. However, all these platforms have commonalities in achieving universal coverage for their specific target groups. In order to avoid duplications of efforts and to increase efficiency, there must be policy coherence between these various platforms, and we look towards WHO as the lead United Nations agency for help to lead the coordination of this platform with all other relevant stakeholders in support of effective and efficient national efforts. Over the 55 years of Malaysia independence, our healthcare system has been exemplary in providing equitable, universal healthcare with impressive outcomes at a relatively low cost. In fact, we invite developing countries to learn from our past experience. Now, in congruence with the global post-2015 development agenda, and as Malaysia moves towards becoming a high-income nation, the government is committed to improving the health and well-being of Malaysians further by reshaping the country's health system to meet evolving needs while ensuring sustainability, which is now becoming a concern. We seek WHO's continued support and expert opinion as we transform ourselves to become an integrated health system that is responsive and provides choice of quality healthcare, improving universal coverage for the needs of the population based on the principle of solidarity and equity, with strong public financing and even better financial protection. The Ministry of Health is currently in the process of developing that blueprint encompassing aspects of service delivery, governance, and financing. Thank you, Mr. President.